Having trouble with foreclosure, personal injury, litigation, or real estate? Or call Hutchins Law Firm. They do all of that. They practice law with integrity. It's the only way we do business. Call Hutchins Law Firm at 803-726-2700. 803-726-2700. Hello, my name is Antoine Hurk, and today we're going to talk about police brutality and how to deal with it. It's on this show called Are Police Really Armed Protectors? Now, police brutality is one of several forms of misconduct which involves unneeded violence by the police members. It is the use of unnecessary force by the policemen when dealing with civilians. Now I know what you all are thinking. Of course there are protectors, they're the ones who uphold the law and jail criminals and stuff. But some officers don't actually do that. And they instead just check whoever they think is suspicious. It's like in my experience, when I was walking home from my grandma's house. When I was walking home from my grandma's house, I noticed police cars slowing down behind me. That's about me getting out of the way when I heard someone say, "Stop right there." Yeah, I stopped and turned around to an officer clutching his gun. He repeatedly searched me while threatening me, to tase me if I tried anything. Excessive, right? Right. So all I kept saying was, all I had was Subway sandwich because I was 10 years old. Like, seriously, dude, you don't tase a 10-year-old boy for trying to get away from a random police officer. After questioning me, he handcuffed me, guys. He handcuffed me and drove me home. The questions he asked me were about some other boys robbing the area. I just said I didn't know what was going on, because I really didn't. I was just walking home from my grandma's house. When I told my mother what happened, she was outraged. He said she would get his job. But I had no idea what that meant, so I went on about my day. Now let's talk about how an ideal officer. My ideal officer would be someone who puts everyone at ease. I wouldn't want to worry about an officer every single time he walked by. I'd rather be afraid of criminals, not be a person people who are supposed to jail the criminals. Let's talk about the interview I had with a local college student. I asked them four questions. Question 1 was, "Do you have any experiences with an officer?" He said yes, he hit a pole owned by DPU, kept driving off because he was nervous. The next day they showed up at his house asking if he knew it. He confessed that he had to write a report on what happened. Number 2 was, "What do you think you should do when you are confronted by an officer?" Said, "Number 1, stay calm because you don't want the officers to think you're more suspicious because you're nervous. Number 2, do what they say and be obedient. Yes, you'll get less in trouble if you are actually more obedient and they won't punish you as much. Number 3 is don't argue with them because you'll get in more trouble if you do argue with them and they'll think you're more guilty than you. Actually are." Number 3, I asked him what his ideal officer would be. He said an ideal officer would be understanding and more fair here because certain things happen accidentally. Now, for the 4th question, "Do you think that officers today and their actions are justified?" He said some things are justified because if someone pulls out a gun, the officer should be able to defend himself but not kill the person because that is an extreme measure. Good time. I'm on that show. Hello. Are police really operating?